From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. The U.S. sought to shore allies Wednesday. The USS Carl Vinson Naval Strike Group is indeed headed to the Northern Pacific as a deterrent to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But this came after days of misleading statements that the aircraft carrier and other ships had already been headed there. Admiral Harry Harris, commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, had announced earlier this month that he was ordering the strike group to sail north after leaving Singapore. He added it will not be making previously planned port visits in Australia. But the strike group instead stayed in the Western Pacific and conducted an abbreviated set of exercises with Australian forces. By last Saturday, the Vinson was sailing through the Sunda Strait that separates the Indonesian islands of Java and Sumatra, thousands of kilometers from the Korean Peninsula. Russia on Wednesday blocked Washington's draft statement in the UN Security Council condemning the latest North Korean missile test. The statement said North Korea's illegal ballistic missile activities are leading to a nuclear weapons delivery system and greatly increasing tensions in the region and beyond. The Council also would have demanded that the North immediately cease further actions in violation of the relevant Security Council resolutions and comply fully with its obligations under the resolutions. Members said they are concerned Pyongyang is diverting resources toward building missiles and bombs while the population has great unmet needs. It's unclear why Russia blocked the statement, which is almost identical to a February Council statement that Russia approved, condemning other ballistic missile tests. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Wednesday announced a review of Iran policy, accusing Tehran of alarming ongoing provocations that export terror and violence and destabilize more than one country at a time. Tillerson called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism, responsible for conflicts in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon, and warned it is taking North Korea's path.
The United States is keen to avoid a second piece of evidence that strategic patience is a failed approach. A comprehensive Iran policy requires that we address all of the threats posed by Iran, and it is clear there are many.
He said the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran has ignored the other serious threats the country poses. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Adelman said the review is long overdue and Iran has repeatedly broken the nuclear agreement.
They're breaking something that's more important than the agreement, which is primarily about nuclear capability. They are out to literally reconquer a significant portion of the Middle East. And given their deep hostility to the United States, to democracy, to capitalism, and so forth, this has helped lead to the situation that we're now facing.
President Donald Trump ordered the review of Iran policy to evaluate whether suspension of sanctions targeting Tehran was vital to the national security interests of the United States. The United Nations and the African Union took a step forward, increasing cooperation and coordination between their organizations on Wednesday, signing a framework for enhanced partnership in peace and security. From the United Nations, VOA's Barger Bashir has more.
The framework agreement is intended to boost cooperation in preventing and responding to conflict in Africa. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters at a joint news conference with African Union Commission Chairperson Moussa Faki Mahamat that it would enhance cooperation at all levels.
We share the vision that peace and security, inclusive and sustainable development, and human rights and good governance are dimensions that need to be seen together and that require a common vision and an enhanced cooperation between our two organizations.
In addition to peace and security issues, the framework also expands cooperation on electoral matters, good governance, mediation, protecting human rights, and preventing and responding to humanitarian crises. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry said Interpol has issued a red notice Wednesday for the arrest of billionaire and Communist Party critic Guo Wenguo. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.